Without Fail by Lee Child. This one is for my brother Richard in Gloucester, England, my brother David in Brecon, Wales, my brother Andrew in Sheffield, England, and my friend Jack Hutchison in Penicuik, Scotland. Chapter 1. They found out about him in July and stayed angry all through August. They tried to kill him in September. It was way too soon. They weren't ready. The attempt was a failure. It could have been a disaster, but it was actually a miracle, because nobody noticed. They used their usual method to get past security and set up 100 feet from where he was speaking. They used a silencer and missed him by an inch. The bullet must have passed right over his head, maybe even through his hair, because he immediately raised his hand and patted it back into place, as if a gust of wind had disturbed it. They saw it over and over again afterward on television. He raised his hand and patted his hair. He did nothing else. He just kept on with his speech, unaware, because by definition, a silenced bullet is too fast to see and too quiet to hear. So it missed him and flew on. It missed everybody standing behind him. It struck no obstacles, hit no buildings. It flew on straight and true until its energy was spent, and gravity hauled it to earth in the far distance where there was nothing except empty grassland. There was no response, no reaction. Nobody noticed. It was like the bullet had never been fired at all. They didn't fire again. They were too shaken up. So, a failure, but a miracle. And a lesson. They spent October acting like the professionals they were, starting over, calming down, thinking, learning, preparing for their second attempt. It would be a better attempt, carefully planned and properly executed.